Well, I've been talking about my special guest being here today, and I have met him. Actually, I knew about Trey McKinney from a long time ago, but then I saw this young guy out there with this beautiful bass boat at Hunting and Fishing Days, and he had these trophies up here and these plaques and things like that, and I stopped by over there talking to him, and then I realized this is Trey McKinney. Trey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, dude?
Doing pretty good.
For those folks who don't know, Trey McKinney is what I would call a professional fisherman. Would you consider yourself a professional fisherman?
I don't know. We try.
You're trying. You're obviously doing good because you've got a boat. You got a big boat. What kind of boat do you have?
I got a Charger 210 Elite, 21-foot. So it's a really good boat with a 250 Mercury on the back.
Yeah. 250 horsepower. You skipped the 9.9 outboard. You said, wait a second, guys. If we're going to do it, we're going to go all out. Okay, so you're 14, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then what I asked you at the Hunting and Fishing Days, I'm like, okay, you're 14, you drive the boat. And I started thinking in my mind, I started thinking, Trey, it's like, how does he get to the lake? He can't even drive the truck. So who takes you to the lake?
My mom.
I want to say hey to Kim, who's right here offering her support. Hi, Kim. All right. Wow. It's really cool to see this. So how long would you say you've been doing like these big tournaments that you're going to?
I would say we started state Bassmaster state, and I would say it was probably around 12-ish.
Yeah, and now you're 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you, and I'm going to be quite honest with the listening audience and with you, Trey, I am ignorant to the world of professional fishing. That doesn't mean I'm not a smart man. I feel like I have some intelligence, you know, that's debatable. But I don't know the ins and outs. Are you like, so I'm going to say things, you're going to be like, oh, that's a silly question, but bear with me. Do you like go with Bassmasters, or is there another league you do? What are your leagues?
It depends. Usually you can do bowl circuits is what we've done now. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's like tournaments back to back. So you basically just got to pick and choose whichever one is on the lake that would most likely favor you the most.
I gotcha. One of the trophies that you had out at Hunting and Fishing Days, and you were like doing seminars and stuff like that, you had a great big silver one. What was that from?
That was the FLW.
Okay. When you say the FLW, what lake were you at when you got that one?
It was on Lake Hamilton down in Arkansas, Hot Springs.
Okay.
And it was basically when they had the Forest Wood Cup, it was mm-hmm. basically a junior tournament right before that.
I gotcha. So what I wanted to ask you, are you like, is this all junior divisions, or are you like fishing with like, big old, you know, 60-year-old burly, hairy, you know, guys. What are you doing?
Well, it depends. Usually me and my boat captain, Rick Cheatham, we'll fish tournaments. Like, we just got back from the Charger and Champion Boat Owner Tournament.
Yeah.
And we done pretty good. We got 17th. But most likely, we just come in high school, so now we're going to try to fish that circuit.
I understand what you're saying. So you go all over with the professional fishing. So do you have, and we'll get into the details later. See, when I go fishing, Trey, here's what I do. My biggest decision that I have to make when I go fishing is, am I going to use night crawlers or red wigglers? That's my biggest decision I have to make. And then I go plop myself down in a lawn chair. I've got a cooler soda beside me with some Snickers, and I'm fishing. I might have some needle nose pliers. There it is. Bobber in the water. What do you like to do when you're going out and you're trying to find that big old bass laying down there in the log? What kind of setup do you like to use?
Most of the times, I try to keep it simple. I mean, you can have a whole bunch of rods on your front deck, but most of the time, I usually just like a jig or a topwater or basically a chatterbait or something like that. So.
Right. Now, a chatterbait, is that something that kind of rattles as you're reeling mm-hmm. it in?
It is. Strike King has a Thunder Cricket, and that is a really, really good chatterbait to throw.
That's interesting. See, I have done a topwater bait before, like it's dusk, and it gets real still. And you're right by the lily pads. Is that when you like to throw that top water?
It is. That's a really, really good time.
Maybe it is, because when they hit it, it's like this, I don't know, like a volcano out there in the water. I'm like, woo, it's on now. When did you decide, like, obviously, you brought up here fishing, outdoors, all that stuff. When did you decide, you know what, I want to do a tournament. Mom, will you take me to a tournament? When was that?
That was when I was 11 or 12. I just fished one. We have church tournaments at Grange Hall Church. Mm-hmm. And we started fishing, and we ended up winning one. I was like, man, this could be fun. And then we joined the junior division, and then we just started fishing from there in one state, and then we just kept going, and it's been it's been fun.
Well, it's fun to watch, and I'm one of your followers on Instagram because that's what all the cool kids are doing. So I'm going to put the link to your Instagram on our website there and also on social media. So you who are listening and you're thinking, man, I'd like to see what Trey McKinney is up to and where he's off to next and all that good stuff. And we're going to tell you where he's off to next here in just a little bit because he's getting ready to take a road trip, like a big one. So that's coming up in a second. And then later on online, I've got a segment called 20 Questions with Trey. Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hang around for a little bit?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you don't have to call me, sir. You could call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner, okay? All right. That's an old-timer joke right there. And plus, I'm just ecstatic to find out that your church had a fishing tournament?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, it did.
That is far out. Church you go to again?
Grainshaw Church.
Okay.
Down by the little grassy store.
I like that a lot, and because that's going a step above the the potluck dinner. You know what? Let's have a fishing tournament, then we'll have the potluck dinner. So that's a cool deal. More with Trey McKinney on the way in just a bit. My special guest in here today is one Trey McKinney, professional fisherman extraordinaire. I'm just going to go ahead, Trey, and tell everybody you are a professional, okay?
Okay.
Where are you going this weekend?
We are going to Idaho.
What is in Idaho?
It's a lake, and it's extremely deep. It's 1,500 foot deep.
Wow. What kind of tournament is this you're going to be in?
This is a BBJC. It's basically like a big bass tournament.
Okay.
And it's just whoever catches the biggest bass in that day.
Oh, so. I see what you're saying. So is this just a one-day deal? Do you have a chance to practice fish the lake?
Actually, he's trying to make it as fair as possible for the locals where they can't practice and nobody can practice. It's just you go out there and you get in avionics and you just kind of practice without being on the lake. And that's kind of, there's no grass or nothing. It's just you got to go out there and see who can find them. So it'll be interesting.
You mentioned a word. That was a big word. Avionics?
Navionics.
Navionics. What is that?
It is basically like a map, like a mobile map. It's like on your phone where you can drop wave points. And it'll show you, like, the depth and everything else.
Wow. Kind of like when those guys go crab fishing and they mark their pots along the way. You kind of mark your... See, this is a whole new level of fishing. If you're just tuning in to the broadcast, Trey McKinney is 14 years old. He's heading off to Idaho. Now, your mom's driving the truck, right? Is that how it works? Mom drives the truck.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're 14. You can't drive the truck. Legally, I'm sure you've probably been driving farm equipment your whole life. You know, go feed the horses, Trey. You ever had to feed the horses and hook up the hay bales?
I have. Yeah.
Go feed the animals. I mean, that's just the way it is. I know I'm talking to a lot of folks that started driving tractors and things like that when they were 12, 10, whatever. That's just how it goes right there. So I just think it's the coolest thing. You have an Instagram. What's your Instagram name?
Trey McKinney Fishing.
Trey McKinney Fishing. I'm going to put that link up on our website there. Look at the Kent in the Country Morning Show portion of the website. Plus, it'll be there on Facebook and all that good stuff. And look for 20 Questions with Trey. That's going to be online here in just a little bit. So before I send you off on your way here, you've got some folks you want to thank, right?
Yes, I would like to thank all my sponsors and even local sponsors, Farmer State Bank and Little Tractor. They've supported me and helped me. And I just want to thank them.
All right. Well, there you go. Trey McKinney. Who is going to be outfitted with wonderful clothing, I am sure, from McKinney's. You know, that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
You get to go on there and do that thing. Well, have fun in Idaho, and then we're going to follow you all along the way. And when you have your own TV show one day, have you talked about doing that?
A little bit. We're going to see what happens, but we're gonna see.
You could have one right now with your smartphone, you know, on the Yubu.
You could.
Right?
Yes.
Whatever it is out there. So I think it's awesome. Real quick, looking ahead towards the future, you're 14 right now. What kinds of things are you wanting to do? I'm going to put it this way. When you grow up, what are you going to do?
Well,
what do you want to do?
I really want to pursue fishing and get to the top level. But I would really, really like to be a professional fisherman and then just have a fallback plan if that doesn't work. And we're going to push it to the limits and see if I can go to the top.
I love it. Dude, you're a fine young man. It's a pleasure to meet you here on the air again today, dude. All right, so Trey McKinney, make sure you follow him on Instagram at Trey McKinney Fishing. And good luck in Idaho, dude. Are you going to be in the snow? What's happening up there?
I think we are. It's supposed to be cold. Like,
but really you fish in the snow and the frigid temperatures. You're one of those guys.
Yeah. If it's raining, most time it's the best time to fish. So we're out there fishing most of the time. But it is fun.
Yeah. Well, man, hats off to you. And then next year, let's just do this, Trey. All right. Let's set up a little friendly competition here on the show. Next year when, like, the bluegill start bedding down, maybe middle of May, just depends, early, mid-May, let's go have, like, a bluegill fishing thing. Want to?
That sounds good to me.
It's a deal. Trey McKinney Fishing on Instagram. Follow it. Trey, best of luck, brother, all right?
Thank you.